Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast. Today, we're doing a deep dive into one of the biggest purchases most of us will ever make.
Your car.
Your car, exactly. And our mission today is really about securing financial peace through that whole journey, you know, so you can drive away feeling confident.
Not stranded with regret.
Yes.
And we know our listeners, the learners, they want actionable knowledge. And that is precisely what we're pulling out today from Pitcot's guidance.
Right.
We've been digging into their article, The Road to Smart Auto Financing and Vehicle Ownership. Yeah. And this is all about understanding not just what to do, but why it matters for your long-term stability.
Okay, so let's unpack that. We're here to find those critical nuggets of knowledge that'll help you dodge the financial potholes of car buying.
And this info, it's worth saying, comes straight from the expertise in Pitcot's best-selling ebooks.
Which you can actually get your hands on.
Yep. If you want the full context, all the detailed guides that support what we're talking about, you can download those bestsellers yourself.
Just head over to www.pitcot.com/books.
Okay, let's dive in.
Let's start with the foundation, because the choice of the vehicle itself, that really dictates the entire financial journey, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Right. And there's this one critical fact that you just can't get around.
I think I know what you're going to say. Cars lose value.
Instantly. The moment you drive it off the lot, that is the depreciation trap. And it's just the unavoidable truth of owning a car.
It's unavoidable, but you can manage it.
You can manage it. And that's what's so fascinating. Once you accept that reality that the value is going to drop, your first decision has to be about minimizing that damage.
And that drop could be huge.
Oh, massive. Pitcot's analysis shows it can be, 25 to 30% in just the first couple of years?
Wow.
That's money that just evaporates. And the original owner is the one who takes that massive hit.
So if that kind of rapid financial loss is the enemy, what are the best weapons against it? What are the insights here?
Okay, so there are three key things. First, you have to shift your focus. Prioritize reliability over flash.
So utility over vanity.
Exactly. A car that just runs well and is good on gas, that's a money saver every single day. Mm-hmm. If you go for some flashy high-end vehicle just for looks, you're signing up for a higher price tag, higher insurance, and probably much, much higher maintenance bills.
Right, like needing premium fuel or only being able to go to a specialized mechanic.
All of it adds up.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So what's the second point? It seems to tackle that depreciation problem head on.
It does. It's simple. Think used.
But we're not talking about like some old clunker.
No, not at all. We're talking about the sweet spot, a 1 or 2 year old certified pre-owned car.
Ah.
You get the modern features, the safety tech, maybe even the end of the manufacturer's warranty, but you completely skip that initial just crushing depreciation hit from year one.
You let someone else take that 25% loss.
You keep that money right in your pocket.
And the third recommendation is a defensive move, one that I think a lot of people skip because they get excited.
They do, and it's so important. Inspect before you sign.
With your own mechanic.
Yes. Never just rely on what the dealer tells you or their little certification paper. You need a trusted, independent mechanic to put it up on a lift. They know what to look for, frame damage, engine issues, things that a nice wash and wax can easily hide.
That $150 for an inspection could save you thousands.
Easily.
Okay, so we've established the foundation. Choose a reliable, slightly used car and get it inspected. But here's the major trap that Pitcot highlights next. This is where the discipline can just collapse.
This is the big one. It's that laser focus on just the monthly payment.
Right. The dealer says, hey, we can get you into this for only $400 a month.
And it sounds so manageable, you think, I can do that. But that $400, it's just one piece of the puzzle. It's the tip of the iceberg.
It's a bit of a sales tactic, isn't it?
It's a masterclass in sales tactics.
Yeah.
Because that number doesn't represent the total financial burden, which can easily jump to $600 or $700 a month.
And that's how you get financially blindsided. So this is where we have to break down the true cost of ownership. The Pitcot material details 5 components that you absolutely must add up to get the real number.
Okay, so component one is that loan payment you see, the principal and the interest. You should be using an online calculator to see how that breaks down before you even start shopping.
But then come the other 4 costs, the ones people forget.
Right. Number 2 is insurance. It's not optional, and the cost can be all over the place.
Wildly different.
Yeah.
Based on the car, your record.
Everything. You have to get multiple quotes and add that monthly premium to your budget before you commit to the car.
Then you've got, taxes and registration, the sneaky costs?
The sneaky one-time costs that pop up every year. And critically, maintenance. You have to budget for
And
maintenance.
that's not just oil changes. We're
Yeah.
talking about tires, which can be super expensive, and then budgeting for that surprise breakdown that always seems to happen.
And it's car specific too. An oil change on a simple sedan might be $60. On a European import, it could be $150. Easy. If you don't stash money for that, you're in trouble when it hits.
And the last one is the most obvious, but fuel.
Fuel. You have to calculate your weekly mileage and even plan for gas prices to go up. If your budget is already maxed out, a 50-cent jump at the pump could really choke your finances.
So if we put it all together, you add up all five of those things, the loan, insurance, taxes, maintenance, and fuel.
Yeah.
If that final number makes your stomach tighten.
You can't afford the car. It's that simple.
And this brings us to what Pidcock calls the real talk moment. You have to figure this out before you even go shopping.
Yes. Take your after-tax monthly income. Then subtract everything: your rent, bills, groceries, debt payments, even some money for fun and savings.
And whatever is left, that's your actual budget for a vehicle.
That's it. The insight here is so clear. The car payment should never choke your lifestyle.
Because if it does, you hit that worst-case scenario.
Where the car owns you, you're not owning the car, you're trapped, you feel broke every single day. That is the opposite of financial peace.
That discipline in budgeting, it's just priceless. And, making informed decisions like this is so important across all your finances. We really encourage you to explore all of Pidcock's educational resources.
Absolutely. You can find so much more detailed information and great material to keep you sharp. Just visit www.pitcot.com.
Okay, so we've chosen the right car. We have rigorously defined the true cost. What's next is making sure we don't give all those savings back with a bad loan. Let's talk about financing.
This is a huge, huge profit center for the dealership. They love it when customers finance through them because, well, they make what Pidcock calls fat profits in the process. They'll get a low wholesale rate from a bank and then mark it up to you, the customer.
So they're not just selling you a car, they're selling you the loan.
They're selling you the loan at what can be sky-high rates for a buyer who didn't shop around.
So how do you avoid that? How do you
Yeah.
get a good loan? The source lays out a four-part strategy here. The first one is shop for lenders first.
This is completely non-negotiable. You do not just accept the dealer's first offer. You have to compare offers from your bank, from credit unions, from online lenders.
Credit unions especially, right?
Especially credit unions. They often crush dealership offers because they're nonprofits. They're there to serve members, not to maximize profit on loan rates. The key is to get pre-approved before you even walk onto the car lot.
Okay, so that leads to strategy two. Negotiate boldly.
Yes. Once you have a couple of strong pre-approved offers, let's say you have one from your credit union at 5%, you take that offer right to the dealer. That is your leverage.
And your willingness to walk away is your power.
It is your most powerful tool. If they can't match it or beat it, you leave. You have to take the emotion out of it. It's just a business deal.
And this is where the details of the loan terms really matter. A dealer might offer a super long loan, like 72 or even 84 months, to get you that low payment.
That looks great on paper, but it is financially destructive. On an 84-month loan, you're paying so much more in total interest. And for the first few years, you're barely touching the principal. You're just paying
But
interest.
you're underwater almost immediately.
Immediately. And then, 3 years later, if you need a new car, you owe more than it's worth. That negative equity just rolls into your next loan, and you're stuck in a debt cycle. The advice is clear. Stick to 60 months or less if you can.
Got it. Okay, strategy three is about vigilance.
Right. Spotting the hidden costs, you have to read every single word of that contract before you sign anything.
This is where they add stuff in.
This is where they add the expensive extended warranties you didn't ask for, the paint protection, or they'll inflate your trade-in value to hide a higher price on the new car. You have to be careful.
And the final strategy brings it all back home.
It does. It's about aligning the loan with your long-term goals. Don't let the short-term excitement of a new car make you choose a loan that hurts your ability to save for a house or for retirement. Stay flexible. Don't force yourself into debt.
So if you blend all those things, choosing the right car, calculating the real cost, shopping for the loan, and reading the fine print, you're really on the path to smart ownership.
And that really is the core message from Pidcock. A car is a tool for your life. But financial peace, well, that's priceless. And that piece comes from smart shopping blended with disciplined budgeting.
So let's recap those four pillars of success for anyone getting ready to buy a car.
Okay, first,
choose reliability, not vanity.
Second, calculate the total cost, everything. Insurance, maintenance, fuel. Not just that tempting monthly payment.
Third, compare lenders like a pro. Bring your pre-approvals to the dealership.
And fourth, stay flexible. Don't sign a loan that forces you into a debt cycle that's going to outlast the car itself.
You know, here's a final thought to take away from all this. Pitcott's philosophy really centers on this idea of driving off with genuine peace of mind. We spent this whole deep dive on the difference between the monthly payment and the true total cost of a car. So the challenge for you listening is to apply that same logic elsewhere. What other areas of your life are dictated by just looking at the low monthly payment instead of the true long-term total cost?
That's a great question. Maybe it's housing, maybe it's credit card payments, or even just all those little subscriptions that add up.
Applying that one simple principle, total cost, can really transform your financial life.
It really can.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive.
And if you loved our show and found these insights valuable, please subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads.
And we'd also ask that you press the like button if you love our show. It really helps the recommendation algorithm so other people can get access to this kind of financial education too.
To explore all the source material and find even more guidance, remember to visit www.pitcott.com.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.
Thank you for being there with us.